Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and this is class period number 143. And we're going to complete the lesson today that we've been studying from Luke chapter 5 about Jesus the Great Physician. So you'll want to turn in your Bible to the book of Luke, and then after this, we're going to go from the lesson about Jesus being the Great Physician to the lesson about Jesus being the Great Teacher. And then we'll read down through Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. So get your Bible and turn it to Luke chapter 5. And that's going to be the text for this particular class session. And while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. And we have been meeting in this location for over 100 years, determined to worship after the New Testament order, taking the Bible as our only authority, and by believing what it says and doing what it says, restoring the New Testament church to our own day. And so we had a lesson on faith and obedience. That's how it is done. We are not a denomination. This is an independent congregation, independent of every other congregation in the world that has ever existed. And yet we cooperate freely with other groups of people that are wanting to prioritize the restoration of New Testament Christianity by using the New Testament as their authority. And so come by sometime and see how it is that we implement this and do this. You'll find the worship to be first scriptural, but it'll also be sincere and simple, and you'll be pleased with this. Don't come looking for a show, but look for those that worship God in spirit and in truth. But now let's get to our lesson. We're looking at the story of Jesus being the great physician, where he healed the paralytic man after first saying, "Thy sins are forgiven thee," and then, "Arise, take up thy bed and walk." And we're right at the end of this lesson. So let me read verses 24 and 25 of Luke chapter 5, and then we'll go into Elam's notes. "And immediately he rose up before them and took that whereon he lay, and departed to his house, glorifying God. And amazement took hold on all, and they glorified God. And they were all filled with fear, saying, 'We have seen strange things today.'" Now, for the Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for November 5th of 1922, here's what Elam had to say. "Therefore he proceeded to demonstrate the matter just then by commanding the poor, helpless, palsied man who could not walk to arise, take up his bed, and go home. By doing this, which all could see, he showed his power, his authority, to do that which they could not see in regard to the forgiveness of sins." In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, Jesus is going to say plainly, "All power is given to me on heaven and on earth." God gave him this authority. Jesus said, "The works that I do in my Father's name, these bear witness of me," John 10:25. "If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do them, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father." Jesus calls himself the Son of Man because he was manifest in the flesh. And then Luke 5:25. "Before them all, at the command of Jesus, the sick man arose immediately and went forth. The stiff and shrunken limbs became at once alive and supple again, and the vigor and elasticity of youth returned. Making the effort through faith in Jesus, he received strength to arise and walk." That great audience was amazed, and no wonder. Nothing like this had been seen before. Hence, they admitted we never saw it on this fashion. They glorified God and gave him the praise and honor of healing the paralytic. Yet how soon this applauding multitude is to turn from Jesus and see him crucified, if not to help those doing it to do it, for they did not become his disciples. Sadly, I want you to look at the woes that Jesus pronounced on those that had witnessed this and turned away from him. The woes upon Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum for not repenting. We read those woes in Matthew chapter 11. Let me turn to there and read this sad text. Matthew 11, 20 through 24. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which were done in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, shall be exalted into heaven. Thou shalt go down into Hades. For if the mighty works had been done in Sodom, which were done in thee, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. Well, we don't want the Lord to say woe unto us. I don't want him to say woe unto me. And so I want to believe and obey what Jesus says. That's the lesson on Jesus is the great physician. And now we're going to turn to the lesson on Jesus is the great teacher. But let me read the text between these two lessons, and then we'll catch up and go to the Sunday school lesson that Elam wrote for about Jesus, the great teacher. I'm going to begin reading in Luke chapter 5 and in verse, 27. Luke 5, 27. And after these things he went forth and beheld a publican named Levi sitting at the place of toll, and saying unto him, Follow me. And he forsook all, and rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his house. And there was a great multitude of publicans and others that were sitting at meat with him. And the Pharisees and their scribes murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answered and said unto them, That they which are in health have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And they said unto him, The disciples of John fast often, and make supplications, likewise also the disciples of the Pharisees. But thine eat and drink. And Jesus said unto them, Can ye make the sons of the bridechamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them. Then will they fast in those days. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man rendeth a piece from a new garment and putteth it upon an old garment. Else he will rend the new, and also the piece from the new will not agree with the old. And no man putteth new wine in old wineskins, else the new wine will burst the skins, and itself will be spilled, and the skins will perish. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no man having drunk the old desireth the new, for he saith, The old is good. Luke chapter 6 and verse 1. Now it came to pass on a Sabbath that he was going through the grain fields, and his disciples plucked the ears and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. But certain of the Pharisees said, Why do you that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day? And Jesus answering them said, Have ye not read even this, what David did when he was hungry, he and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God and took and ate the showbread and gave also to them that were with him? which is not lawful to eat, save for the priest alone. And he said unto them, The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Luke 6 and verse 6. And it came to pass on another Sabbath, then he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there, and his right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might find how to accuse him. But he knew their thoughts. And he said to the man that had his hand withered, Rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. And Jesus said unto him, I ask you, is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do harm, to save a life or to destroy it? And he looked round about them, on them all, and he said unto him, Stretch forth thine hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with madness and consumed one with another, what they might do to Jesus. Luke chapter 6 and verse 12. And it came to pass in these days that he went out into a mountain to pray. And he continued all night in prayer. And when it was day, he called his disciples and chose from them 12, whom also he named apostles, Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James, and John, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who is called the Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a level place. And a great multitude of his disciples and a great number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and that they that were troubled with unclean spirits were healed. And all the multitude sought to touch him, for power came forth from him, and he healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the same manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full now, for ye shall be hungry. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for in the same manner did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say to you that hear, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, bless them that curse you, pray for them that despitefully use you. To him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. And from him that taketh away thy cloak, withhold not thy coat also. Give to every one that asketh thee. And of him that taketh away thy goods, ask him not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. And if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For even the sinners love those that love them. And if you good to them that are good to you, what thank have ye? For even the sinners do the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive much again. But love your enemies, and do them good, and lend, never despairing, and your reward shall be great in heaven. And ye shall be called the sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye merciful, even as your Father in heaven is merciful. Make sure you come to the next class.